KTM denies illegal motorcycle allegations. KTM AG has released a statement rejecting media allegations that it is placing illegal motorcycles on the market. The company denies any wrongdoing, stating that its motorcycles are sold exclusively in compliance with applicable European regulations. This stance is taken despite reports suggesting otherwise. The allegations center around KTM's enduro motorcycles, particularly those with homologation, emissions compliance, and after-sale conversion to competition-based machines. It appears that the Austrian company's road-homologated enduro models are being restricted for competition-style use when they land in showrooms and on the road. However, KTM maintains that this is a complete misunderstanding. According to reports, KTM's enduro models are delivered in a homologated condition, which permits them to be ridden on the road. It is only at the customer's request that these road-legal machines are then configured into competition and off-road-specific bikes by authorized dealers. This process ensures that all motorcycles sold by KTM meet European regulations. The statement from KTM AG emphasized that the company sells its motorcycles exclusively in compliance with applicable European regulations. The reporting is based on a fundamental misunderstanding. At their core, enduro models are sports machines that can be ridden on public roads. This dual-use capability is intentional and necessary for the industry as a whole. KTM's enduro competition bike is just one example of how these models can be used both on and off the road. The company's stance on this issue highlights the need for clarity on road legal homologation and its implications for competition use. As the industry continues to evolve, it will be important to address any misconceptions about the role of enduro motorcycles in competitions. The emissions issues raised in the reports also warrant an objective assessment. According to the German Federal Environment Agency, motorcycles account for approximately 0.3% of total CO2 emissions in Germany. Enduro competition models represent only a small fraction of this. Their annual mileage is many times lower than that of street motorcycles. KTM's enduro models sold in Europe account for approximately 3% of the company's global sales. This suggests that while these models may have a niche market, they are not as dominant as some might assume. The fact that they account for such a small percentage highlights the importance of complying with European regulations. The allegations and KTM's response serve as a reminder of the need for transparency in the motorcycle industry. As manufacturers and dealerships continue to navigate complex regulatory landscapes, it is essential to ensure that all products meet the necessary standards. This will help to maintain public trust and confidence in the industry. KTM's stance on this issue demonstrates its commitment to adhering to European regulations and ensuring that its products are safe for use on both public roads and competition tracks. As the company continues to grow and expand its product line, it will be crucial to address any concerns about road legal homologation and its implications for competition use.